Now it's time to move on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer is worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the scores?
Paula has 1, Faith has 3, Tracy has 2.
All Yay. Right. Now that means that, Paula, you are in last place, so that means you will go first.
All right.
All right.
That's unusual.
All right, Paula, you're up first.
Yeah,
the clock
I'm
will
ready.
Start when they begin your first question.
Cool.
Fill in the blank. This week, police in the UK identified the attackers who drove a van into pedestrians on the blank.
The London Bridge.
Right. On Wednesday, ISIS claimed responsibility for an attack on blank's parliament.
Iran.
Right. This week, the White House announced plans to privatize America's blank system.
Air traffic control.
Yes. A Nashville man was charged with 3 misdemeanors after he blanked during a Stanley Cup finals game.
I don't know. Ran across the ice.
Pulled a dead catfish out of his pants and threw it in the ice. At the Worldwide Developers Conference on Monday, blank unveiled HomePod, its first ever smart speaker.
Apple?
Yes. According to a new study released on Thursday, even moderate blanking may be bad for the brain.
Drinking.
Yes. A police officer in New Zealand is gaining some notoriety this week after he appeared to use blank to apprehend a suspect.
He used lemurs.
No, he used his fingers in the shape of a gun. In a picture taken at the scene, the officer can be seen standing in front of the suspect with nothing more than a finger gun. Surprisingly, this was enough to subdue the man, who's kneeling on the ground with his hands on his head. The man escaped, though, but the department is confident they'll recapture him by shining a light in the wall and releasing a team of shadow puppet bloodhounds.
Woof, woof, woof. Yeah. It's first, so foolish.
Yeah.
Bill, how did Paula do in our quiz?
Paula should feel good. 5 right, 10 more points. She's in the lead with 11.
Me too.
Tracy, you are up next. Fill in the blank. This week, reality winner, a contractor for blank, was arrested for leaking documents to the press.
The NSA.
Right. On Monday, the top U.S. diplomat in China stepped down, citing Trump's withdrawal from the blank.
The climate change.
Yes. During an interview with Megyn Kelly, blank dismissed allegations of Russian election hacking.
Oh, the one guy. I didn't watch it because I don't particularly care for her. Me.
No, it was Vladimir Putin.
I knew. Listen, I'm bad at filling the blank, okay? Let's just keep going. Let's just go.
A Canadian nonprofit is encouraging people who are considering texting naked pictures of themselves instead to send pictures of blank instead.
Jesus.
No, naked mole rats. In an attempt to compete with Amazon, Walmart has reportedly asked employees to blank on their way home.
Take naps.
Deliver packages.
Oh my god.
Residents of an apartment complex in Georgia had to be rescued from the second floor after waking up to discover blank.
A plague of locusts.
No, that the building's owners had removed the stairs. The second floor residents said they woke up to a note on their door informing them the stairwell had been removed, leaving them absolutely no way to get to the ground level. Fortunately, the local fire department has had plenty of practice rescuing cats from trees and was able to get everyone down safely. Unfortunately, instinct kicked in, and the firemen immediately brought all the residents to the local animal shelter to be spayed and neutered. Bill, how did Tracy do in our quiz?
Tracy, our newbie, got 2 right for
Yay.
4 more points and a total of 6.
All right.
Still leads.
There you go, Tracy.
How many, then, does Faith need to easily cruise to a championship?
5 to win and 4 to tie.
Throw it. It's my first time.
All right, Faith, this is for the game. On Wednesday, President Trump named Christopher Wray the new director of blank.
FBI.
Right. Despite international condemnation, blank continued to test fire short-range missiles this week.
North Korea.
Right. On Monday, Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, Egypt, the UAE, and Yemen all cut off diplomatic ties with blank.
Qatar.
Right. This week, shareholders approved Verizon's $4.5 billion purchase of blank.
Yahoo.
Right. Drivers in Dubai faced massive delays this week thanks to a traffic jam caused by 2 blanks blanking in the middle of the road.
Chickens making out.
Camels humping. Following a sexual harassment investigation, ride-sharing company blank fired 20 of its employees.
Uber.
Right. After making more than $100 million over the weekend, blank became the biggest opening ever for a female film director.
Wonder Woman.
Yes. A Boston man upset about having his 7-Eleven franchise taken away from him responded by blanking.
Deflating his balls. It's Boston.
It's Boston. Opening a store across the street called 612. Abu Musa had owned the 7-Eleven franchise for years before the corporate office gave it to someone else because Musa refused to keep selling the chain's hot dogs. In response, Musa opened a competing convenience store right down the street called 612, proving that revenge, like a 7-Eleven hot dog, is best served reheated. Bill, did Faith do well enough to win?
She did. She got a total of 15 and leads.
Yeah.
The win.
There you are. Congratulations.